Good morning. Today is Wednesday, December 1st. Here are the top headlines from the News and Observer. It will be partly sunny with a high of 63 degrees and a low of 43. In our top story, Dr. Mandy Cohen is stepping down from her job as Secretary of the North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services. Cohen has been in the role over 5 years and has guided North Carolina's coronavirus pandemic response. Cohen has not announced her future plans other than to spend time with family. Governor Roy Cooper named Cody Kinsley as Cohen's successor. He currently serves as Chief Deputy Secretary of the department. Cooper praised Cohen for her service and said her work has saved countless lives. In education, a 3-judge panel of the North Carolina Court of Appeals blocked enforcement of a trial judge's order requiring the state to fund a $1.7 billion plan to fund public schools. The judges say that another judge exceeded his authority to order the transfer of the funds. While the judge said the money would help the state meet its obligation to give students a sound basic education, the Court of Appeals said it should be up to the legislative and executive branches to provide the money. In politics, the 2022 elections are moving ahead as scheduled, so far. Tuesday, a Wake County judge refused to grant the requests of a voting rights group that wanted to delay the March 8 primary. The group was seeking to push the primary back to May, to give lawmakers time to redraw the maps they just passed. It also wanted to push back candidate filing for the elections, which begins on Monday. The lawsuit didn't challenge the maps themselves as unconstitutional, just the process and rules Republicans used while drawing the maps. But the judge said there was no basis to delay the elections to redraw the maps. 2 more lawsuits over the maps remain. In business, a vacant Kroger in Raleigh will be transformed into a space for a life sciences company. It's part of a developer's effort to draw some interest away from Research Triangle Park and help Raleigh establish a stronger foothold in that expanding industry. The former grocery store is on Six Forks Road near the intersection of Wake Forest Road. The developer hasn't secured a tenant but said the space will be fitted for a laboratory or production floor to appeal to biopharma or research companies. And finally, Carolina Hurricanes coach Rod Brondamore has been fined $25,000 for inappropriate conduct during Sunday's game against the Washington Capitals. Brondamore was livid late in the game after a slashing call against Canes center Sebastian Aho. Brondamore yelled at the referees after the Capitals earned their advantage. Washington won the game. Those are just some of the stories we've been working on for our readers. For the latest information, please visit our website, and consider supporting our journalism with a subscription.